you have dealt with PPA, right? Primary progressive aphasia.
I've had it for 6 years, but I wasn't diagnosed until 4 years in. It's a form of dementia. Bruce Willis has this. It affects your speech. You lose your language. And it's interesting that reading, writing, understanding, and speaking all go down. If you listen to my voice, it's a little robotic and slow.
You're listening to the Visibly Fit Podcast. Hey, I'm your host, Wendy Pett. And every week, I'll give you holistic, practical solutions for everyday issues related to nutrition, healing, functional fitness, and behavior modifications. As a naturopath, fitness expert, and wellness coach for over 20 years, my goal is to empower you to reach for greater health and to rise up to your next level of living in mind, body, and spirit. You were created with greatness in mind. It's time to own it. Are you with me? Then let's dive in.
Hello and welcome to the Visibly Fit Podcast. I'm your host, Wendy Pett, and I am delighted to have Betty Sullivan on the show today. It's actually an incredible privilege to host her. She hails from a big, vibrant Greek family and is a mother of seven in a beautifully blended, adopted, and diverse family. She's a serial entrepreneur, and she's made her mark in tech, design, and fashion, owning several businesses, including Architessa, My Daughters and Me, and the production company HaveAChat.com, which is really what we're going to focus on in today's segment. Again, it's HaveAChat.com, and I'm saying that up front here because we did not mention that in the interview. But Betty's heart beats for the less fortunate and for children, demonstrated through her extensive work in orphanages in Mexico and her efforts in the aftermath of natural disasters. She's also a very passionate writer. She likes to focus on women and the human condition, social justice, and she has a particular eye for courageous narratives. For the past 18 years, she has worked as a screenwriter, honing her craft alongside industry executives and producers. And not too long ago, Betty's life actually took a turn when she was diagnosed with what's called PPA, which is progressive primary aphasia. And it's a rare neurological syndrome affecting language capabilities. Now, this condition has profoundly reshaped her perspective on life and faith. And I just want to put in context, because PPA impacts approximately 2 to 6 people per 100,000, leading to a gradual decline in language skills, which can be incredibly challenging, not just for the individual, but also for their loved ones. It is the same condition that Bruce Willis is dealing with. I know you've probably heard about his condition. It is PPA. So it is a gradual progression, and you can get a hold on it. And she's going to talk a little bit about that. And you can do that through lifestyle choices, which is very encouraging. And I think she's going to give some people some hope out there. But despite her challenges, she is just, she's inspiring. I mean, she continues to thrive creatively. She recently wrote 2 episodes for the upcoming Sugar Creek Amish Mysteries on UPTV, contributed to the drama pilot, The Farmer and the Bell. And I was privileged to have Jen Godson, my dear friend, on early on in the Visibly Fit podcast series. And so she's in The Farmer and the Bell. But she's also served, Betty has, as a script doctor for a Christian international studio. And as a producer, her notable works include the award-winning documentary Divided Hearts of America, family film Endgame, which was on HBO, and the rom-com, which is what we're going to be talking about, Love in Storytown, which released early in April. And this film stars Beverly Mitchell from Seventh Heaven, and it tells the story of a single mom transitioning from military life to seeking stability, only to face unexpected challenges in trust and love. So join us as we have a chat with Betty and talk a bit about her journey with PPA, but we're also going to talk about just her insights and her resilience and the power of storytelling. So thank you so much for joining us on this conversation. Enjoy the show. Well, welcome, Betty Sullivan, to the Visibly Fit podcast. It is a joy and a delight to have you with us. Thank you. So before we started the show, you said you are in Florida right now, but you live and you reside in Maryland, correct?
The Eastern Shore.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful. Well, I am so delighted to have you on because we're going to be talking about several different things. We're first going to start about talking about you, and then we're going to talk about the project that you have released, and it's going to premiere April 12th. And so I just want to, first of all, introduce you to my audience as just a remarkable human being, a writer, someone who is mission-driven. You have just a passion for getting story out to the public, and you have a purpose of really getting that authentic story out. And so with that said, you have dealt with PPA, right? Primary Progressive Aphasia. Yes. And so a lot of people don't know what that is. So let's start off by talking about what is PPA and how long have you been dealing with PPA?
Okay, so I've had it for 6 years, but I wasn't diagnosed until 4 years in. It's a form of dementia. There's like 100, you know, ALS, MS, it's progressive. And for Bruce Willis has this.
Yes, right.
It affects your speech. You lose your language. And it's interesting that reading, writing, understanding, and speaking all go downhill together. So,
right. But it's not so much your memory. It's more of the, just the logistics of comprehension and the writing, skills, right?
Yeah. So, but because I am a writer, I'm going to have a lot of this is something I have to say. A lot of people get this type of disease, and my 86-year-old neighbor, Christian, and I said, I'm going to die. You know, I when I found out, you know, it's 3 to 8 years and it's already be 6. And he said, how old are you? And I said, I'm 67. And he said, started laughing. I said, you're laughing. I'm going to die, you know? And he said, put it on the list. You don't know how you're going to die. You know, God knows.
I love that. And I like his response.
Yes. From that day on, I had so much joy in my life. I can't tell you. Yes, it all leads to God. And I don't have the depression and the people that have these type of diseases. So, yeah.
Wow. With you saying that, Betty, it immediately brings to mind about how it's important to speak life over our life, right? Life and death is in the power of the tongue. And your 80-something-year-old neighbor is the one that spoke life into your situation. Like, you don't know. You're not God. And who knows? I mean, God is a miracle worker, and he can heal anyone at any time. He can, you know, cause a different course of your life. And so I love that you have counted it all as joy and you see things through his lens instead of your own. That's huge. And that gives people hope that maybe are dealing with something similar, or they have a family member that's dealing with something similar. So with that said, I mean, you're an overcomer. Like, you are still in the trenches. You are writing rom-coms. You know, I love rom-coms.
I do. I write and I produce and movies, not every year, but I was in LA trained, and about 8 years ago I started helping Christian film in the writing side. And so I thought it was really important. What am I doing, God? But I just really wanted to do authentic Christian characters living out their lives in a rom-com, you know, or adventure. And yeah, it was that Christian film is really progressing now. Yeah.
Well, I love that. And I love rom-coms. I mean, we know how they're all going to end, don't we? But yeah. I love with my girlfriends every year, we kind of get together around the holidays, usually Christmas time. And we just sit around and, you know, have dinner and watch rom-coms and kind of just have that fun girlfriend time. And so they're very special. But I think about how much courage it probably takes, first of all, for you to even be on this interview, knowing that your words may be delayed or there may be just a moment of lapse. I just want to say well done, because this is seriously, this is what God wants us to do. He wants us to be bold and be courageous. And I think of Joshua 1:9, have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. And so I know you know that. The Lord your God is with you. And so it's evident because you're here with us today, but I'm just so moved by you. And I know that there's just a whole community of people that are dealing with PPA. Can you tell us a little bit about maybe your involvement with that community?
Oh, yeah, I am involved. So dementia has a lot of legs, but what the protocol for, there's about 44,000 people, not very many people that have this specific disease. And 70% of the people have the Alzheimer's with it.
Yep.
And they have the frontal lobe, like Bruce Willis, that makes your behavior different. Thank God. So that's hard for the caregivers and stuff. And if you listen to my voice, it's a little robotic and slow, and it'll get, I researched a lot about dementia and the protocol for not having dementia or just halting it or reversing it is really just most of it is don't have sugar or alcohol.
Lifestyle. Yeah.
Yeah. And they, and then, you know, this just have like a Mediterranean diet, and sleep is important. Social,
sunshine,
spiritual, gut health. You know, so these things, the nutrition and hydrating, what older people do. So I actually lost almost 100 pounds. So I have my MRI came that I have not progressed. So I'm halted right now.
Well, fantastic. Praise the Lord.
So I think that people think about these diseases, they can get it early, like at 50, get a tau blood tests and see if you have amyloids in your brain.
Correct. Proteins.
Yeah. So that's, it's so the protocols for a lot of these different things that get your brain, are the same diets and protocols. So, and they work.
They do, Betty. They do. And it's all about inflammation that's in the body, right? Chronic inflammation. And so all disease is stemmed from chronic inflammation. And so when I teach more of whole food, plant-based, and also just the lifestyle, like you're talking about, moving your body, getting outside, getting proper sleep, stress mitigation and management and all of the things that are just lifestyle choices. And so what does that look like for us as individuals? And so for you, do you, and maybe, I don't know if, I'm sure you've thought of this, but do you recall maybe a couple of, you said you released 100 pounds. So
yeah.
you obviously probably weren't taking good care of your physical being for a while, right? So do you know what, if it was multiple triggers? I mean, I know we don't know the actual culprit, but for you individually.
They don't know really. They could be COVID. I already had it. Most people that have these type of things, they have precursors.
Sure.
Like I have our family has autoimmune issues, thyroid and stuff like that. So, I think those people have to, it's normally added to it,
Right.
Things before.
Yeah, they're just predisposition to get more of those autoimmune type of diseases because of the chronic inflammation. So, okay. Well, I'm really, first of all, just proud of you for keeping on, so to speak. Like you're still pressing ahead, you're pressing in where a lot of people would have just given up. And so I just want to say well done, because what a beautiful example this is for others that are dealing with PPA or others that are maybe experiencing a family member that is suffering from dementia or even into Alzheimer's, that they can say, wow, I can change my lifestyle and reverse, keep it at a standstill and even reverse this disease, because we have more control than we realize. And so you're a prime example of that. So thank you for sharing your story and for being a voice in the PPA community as well. They need that.
Yeah, I just want them to have joy, and you get used to it, how you eat and how you move and. It's the first 2 months is a little tough, but it works. So
And so what do you have a certain routine that you do daily now that is so much different than how you used to operate?
I put in I go to PT. I had the brain fog. I did the nicotine patch for a week, and it went away the third day.
Wow.
And I do speech therapy, PT, a lot of stretching.
Yeah.
A lot of stretching and resistance, swimming. And a big part of it is to be engaged, social, and doing new things. And making a movie is something creative. It's a lot of things. So I don't think people should slow down. They don't get to the stress part, but just keep busy, because God, what does he say, dawn to dust, we're working.
And, That's right.
And that's what we were meant to be. And they did have a lot of holidays back then, but we don't now celebrate God as much as, it did in the Old Testament. So
right. As much as he deserves to be celebrated. So that's good. So you're writing. I mean, you're making movies. Like it's just mind blowing to me, and I love it, because I can't imagine what all goes into that. But you said something really powerful in an article, and I just want to read it. And it says the movie says it's about second chances, connection, and the idea that sometimes the life you didn't plan becomes the one you are meant to live. It almost brings me to tears because this is like you sharing about you, right? And so how God can turn things into work for your good and his glory, even though it wasn't how you planned, right?
Right, because God brings you things. So for the this movie, I went to Jonesboro, Tennessee, and it's a storytelling capital of the world.
Really? Who knew?
They have a big festival in October, and so I said, this is like 15 years ago. I said, I'm gonna do something about this town. And then I had a coworker that left the military, and she was a single mom, and she wouldn't even think about dating anybody, you know, for years.
Right.
And so I just thought, I want to make this movie to be normal people, normal clothes, a lead in her 40s, you know, with this as a single mom, regular normal people, and just being Christians, and how do they really authentically, we're gonna deal with these things, you know?
Yeah.
And so she was you know, I wanted what she could do. And Beverly Mitchell, a lot of people know her from Seventh Heaven. She was really on, she was all in. Okay, I'm not going to have the makeup. I'll get a great t-shirt. You know, she was all in. And so she's really, she's a Christian, and she's amazing. And she was really helpful for the, just me helping me produce that, you know, hey, we should be doing this right now.
Yeah. I love it. Well, let's talk a little bit about the character that Beverly Mitchell plays, because obviously it stems from a friend that you know, but it's so timely in the sense that, you know, there's a lot of single people in the world that that need hope, right? A lot of single women that need hope, and maybe they've been in the military and they've been through it, and so. Tell me a little bit about the character why did you choose to make this the character for this rom-com?
I was a single mom also.
So was I.
Two little kids.
Wow.
And I've been with the same guy for for 36 years, but it's very hard. You just care about your kids and how are you gonna feed them,
right?
that's on your, you know, trusting God kind of goes by the by.
You're in survival mode, right? You're just
you trying to do it by works, you know?
Right.
And so she's been in the military, helping helicopters, but she's nowhere close to story, you know. who likes stories? So she's really not wanting to die. And then when she gets to town, there a guy that was a friend when she was a kid. She goes to her mom, just like my coworker. She, when she left the military, she had to live with her mom initially, and then she fell. The I guess the she he was a storyteller and a creative, and it was like clashing. I wanted clashing and two opposites because of my husband and I are opposites.
Sometimes opposites are very complementary too, right? They take up the slack where the other one doesn't have it. Yeah.
Yeah. But so it's really, I think, about her not wanting to trust God. Is this the guy? And also on the guy's side is, you know, they're nice to the kids and the kids get attached and, yeah, and they don't have any commitment. And so I thought it was important for the guy to realize that he has to commit or not, you know,
it affects everybody.
Yes. And so both of them, I thought both of them were an important. And then when you find out that you really are in love and know that, you know, he's leaving town, you know, it's, you know, that's, you know, what do? You know, it's messy, but it's so funny and fun, you know. Yeah, because they're actually comedic actors.
Yeah. Oh, good.
So that's the emotional thing, but it was a lot of fun.
I think that's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
And how it can really resonate with my audience, for instance, just maybe they've been single parents before, or maybe their children are single parents. And so this rom-com could help just kind of give them hope and maybe lighten the air a little bit, because it is a very stressful, serious time in one's life. But if we learn to just have that faith and look at our life through God's lenses instead of our own, there's a shift, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So regarding Beverly Mitchell, so as she was playing this part, I mean, I guess I probably need to ask her too, but I'm wondering, you know, how she resonated with the character and if she just really, how she herself resonated with her.
Yeah, she said, you know, she had friends, and she lives in L.A., but she has kept her lifestyle right. And I was so pleased that she was really, she said, no, I get it. It's hard to trust, you know?
Yeah.
It's so she really took it and ran with it. It was really good.
That's good.
Yes. But you know, she is married and she hasn't really had to kiss a guy.
I wonder how that went.
She was really shy.
Yeah. Oh, cute. Well, I will be looking for that when I watch the movie. There's always a kiss in these rom-coms. Always. We expect it. If there's not a kiss, we're disappointed, right?
But I think about you're married. I don't know if you're.
Yes.
But I would be, you know, it was, you could see it. That like, oh my gosh, I had to push.
Right. Yeah. You're like, I know I'm an actress, but it's hard to, you know. Yeah, I can't imagine doing that myself. So that's a different world. Well, I'm curious about, you know, really just the movie in general. And so I know it airs in Tennessee and it premieres on the 12th there, but how can we all see it?
Oh, well, it's right now you can buy the DVD on April 7th on Amazon.
Okay.
It releases. And these type of movies, they you have to pay, and then it goes to outlets that have ads, and toward the end of May is streaming on the different. Yes. Yes.
Okay. If I know my audience well enough, it'll probably be the streaming time frame. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe DVDs. I mean, yes. A lot of people don't have DVD players any longer.
Yeah.
I mean, I still have DVDs for my workouts, but people are like, I don't have a DVD player, so I get it. But I just want to make sure that we can all see this incredible movie. Again, my girlfriends and I, we like to watch these over the Christmas holidays, so we'll add this to the list. It'll be fun.
Yeah. So we only have two theaters. We filmed in Huntington, New York, on the island, and they're doing one showing for the locals and in Jonesboro on the 12th and the 16th because it's sold out.
Nice.
And like the first day, and we got a donor got 100 tickets for women veterans to go. So
I love that. That's great. Well, I know it's going to do really well, Betty. I really do. And it's so important to get the message out of just, you know, women having hope, whether they're single or married. You know, we all need hope in whatever stage we're in. But as far as the single ladies, there's one in every two, one in every three, you know, people are divorced. I mean, it's really sad, right? It's a reality though. And so if you're a single mom with children, just like you were, just like I was, it's not a fun place to be in, and it's scary, and you just don't want to just bring anyone around your children. And so I think that this message will really resonate with people, and to really trust the Lord and to be close and intimate with Him so that you know that you're, that God has that person for you, and it's not just someone that's going to come and go.
Yeah, and I think I had 12 grandchildren, and they were laughing. It is a family, and the girls were going like that, and
cute.
Yeah, they liked it. So I was really happy when I showed it to my kids and my grandchildren. I
said, okay, it's a family show too. So how old are all your grandkids? What's the youngest?
The young 9 to 22.
Oh wow! I would not 22. Look at you! You look amazing. That's fantastic. So I think it's a good thing that you're sharing that, so that people can know that this is a good wholesome movie for the entire family, right? And they're going to find it humorous, and also they'll probably resonate with it on many levels. Do you have any other projects you're working on, or are you just kind of focused on getting this one out the door? And then
I want to tell you, there's a Christian female from China, UK, and US made a studio, and where they're making their script doctor, and we're going to be getting more things out soon. And also my next project is called Grandma Wars, and it's about two women that they're trying to keep their traditions, you know, their life and their children when the boy and the guy and her daughter and her son-in-law, they have a lot of fighting to be the dominant grandma.
Oh, wow. So that's interesting. Grandma Wars. That actually... is probably really reality.
It's you can go on YouTube and look at it, but so it was I was the loser in a couple of those on this. So I thought it's another, I talk about women and what happens in their lives. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
When you become a grandma, there's another family.
Yeah. Yep. I just became one. So I'm hearing you right now. Yeah. My little one, she just turned 2 months. When this airs, she'll be closer to 3 months. So I already hear what you're saying. And I'm like, yeah, things change. And so there's a lot of surrender. There's a lot of even tears, right? Like you're like, this isn't what I was expecting. And so I think we have to change our expectations quite a bit, right?
Yeah,
it's a lot of surrender.
That's the lesson in this one.
Yeah. Oh, that's going to be a good one too, Betty. Oh my goodness, you're going to be busy, and then we're all going to be busy watching all of the things that you're working on. I love it. I love it. It's very powerful, and I do want to share again what you shared, because it is so powerful. That this movie, it's about second chances, connection, and the idea that sometimes the life you didn't plan becomes the one you were meant to live. So I think that goes for, I think, almost all of us, I would almost promise to say, because God has a different plan in mind for us all. And I think sometimes we get so locked into our own plan. And when things go a different way, we get maybe depressed, discouraged, frustrated, angry, all the things. And yet if we just surrender and trust him, man, it works out in our favor and for his as well. And he gets the glory, but it's the life we're meant to live. So it's that surrender piece as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, well, Betty, you are just a beautiful example of that surrender and yet perseverance. You're surrendered, but yet you're persevering. So it's an interesting tension, right? But yet I see that you're not just sitting. You're not just status quo. You're not just accepting the diagnosis. You're not just saying, guess that's the way it is. You're still going to use the gifts that God has given you until you can't use them any longer. And I think that alone is a lesson for us all. Hmm. Truly.
Yeah.
So thank you for being an inspiration.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, blessings on this new movie, Love in Storytown, and bless you and your family. And I hope to have you on the show again. Thank you so much for your time.
All right. Thank you.
Right. Blessings. Well, that's a wrap for today's show. So thank you so much for tuning in. I love spending this time with you. To learn more and get more free resources, just head on over to wendypet.com. And thank you in advance for sharing this episode and this podcast, following and subscribing, not only to this podcast, but finding me on social media, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, wherever you are, I'm probably there too. Until next week and our next podcast time together, make it a visibly fit day.